What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast, man. Back at it again today, Thursday, April 1st, man. Yes, we are in a new month. I know a lot of people know this day nationally as April Fool's Day, man. But in all seriousness, I just hope all you guys have a great month, a productive month, a successful month. Hopefully, it's a month full of joy. You know, you bloom, you pop off doing something, you keep pushing in the right direction. You know, you grind harder, you grind smarter, and just keep going, man. Do not look back for anything unless you're just trying to learn a lesson. Keep going. And just, yeah, man, just keep your foot on the gas, man. I promise you, all your goals are within reach, man. Just gotta keep pushing. Don't get sidetracked by all the little things. It's always gonna be some negativity. It's always gonna be some BS. You just have to keep pushing, man. You just gotta keep going. Better days are always ahead, man. But I hope all you guys are doing good, man. Of course, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, man. So please wash your hands as much as possible to keep the virus from getting on your hands and especially your face. Please wear a mask anytime you are outside in a large group, crowd, or gathering, or in a public area or public space. And of course, the most important part that I must continue to reiterate, if you have any type of sunlight or sunshine, wherever you may be at on the planet Earth, please go outside and get some ultraviolet rays, aka sunlight, on your skin, because I promise you, the sun kills all viruses and the coronavirus is not excluded from that list. And of course, we are still demanding justice for Breonna Taylor. We are still demanding justice for George Floyd. We are still demanding justice for Elijah McClain. And we're going to continue to demand justice for anybody that has been a victim of police brutality or even worse, police murderings. It needs to stop. It must stop. And God willing, one day soon, it will stop, man. But I hope all you guys are just doing good, man. The Final Four is this weekend between the men's and the women's. We got women's game coming on tomorrow, which should be fun. I cannot wait. I believe it's going to be South Carolina versus Stanford, and then we're going to have Arizona versus UConn, if I'm not mistaken. And those are going to be some really good games. The women's tournament this whole season so far in the past couple weeks has just been fun. It's been a lot of really good games. I've looked forward to a lot of them. And on the men's side, we're going to have Gonzaga take on UCLA, and then we're going to have Baylor take on Houston. And actually today I was planning on previewing the Final Four on both sides, the men's and the women's side, but I woke up today just like a lot of you guys out there, and I woke up to some crazy news in the college basketball world. With everything going on in college basketball, it's almost making my head spin, from the transfer portal to all these different coaching moves. It's so many things taking place, you know, it's crazy, it's hectic, and this is all before the end of this season is happening. And so today we all woke up to news. Hopefully, we all woke up to news that Roy Williams has officially announced his retirement from the University of North Carolina, ending his illustrious and Hall of Fame coaching career, man. This is a tough loss for all college basketball fans, because, yes, I kind of did see retirement coming, obviously, in the near future with Roy Williams. He's 70 years young. I understand. He's been there for a very long time. But I thought he'd probably give it a couple more years before he actually decides to put it all down. But I've been hearing things like, you know, he's been tired of dealing with the transfer portal. You know, he doesn't feel like some kids are committed. He's tired of the one and done rule. And so he was kind of just fed up with college rules all in general. And therefore, I'm not going to speculate the exact reason why he decided to retire today, but I do think it's a multitude of things that played into his final resolution. And man, regardless though, Roy Williams is one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's a top 10 coach in my eyes, probably like top 8 or top 9 to me. And he's been doing it for a long time, and I just want to read off his resume, because he has 3 national championships between 2005, 2009, and 2017. He's the only coach to win 400 games at 2 different schools, at Kansas and at North Carolina. At Kansas, his coaching record was 418 and 101 losses, and at North Carolina, his coaching record was 485 wins and 163 losses. 5 Final Four appearances at UNC. Of course, again, 3 national championships, 903 career total wins, which is 3rd all time in college basketball history, only behind Coach K at Duke and Jim Boeheim at Syracuse. He was a consensus national coach of the decade from 2000 to 2009. He's 2nd in NCAA tournament wins with 79. He's the 2nd in history. He's 2nd in history in 30 win seasons with 12. He's produced 52 NBA players. Roy Williams Court is where the Tar Heels play inside the Dean E. Smith Center. His name is forever etched on the court. It's actually crazy, because in their last home game of the season, as the team was leaving the court, Roy has a video of him actually kissing the floor. And I didn't see that until today, but if I were to have seen that when it actually happened, the day it took place, I probably would have said, okay, that's kind of weird, because I don't think he's ever done that before. That should have been a sign that, okay, retirement is possibly coming, man. But what he's done, you know, you've seen a whole lot of his players come out and say that Roy has saved their life. He has such a big impact on players like Marcus Paige, who had a great senior night moment, talking about Roy Williams, and just what he's, the impact, man. I know we all use that word impact, but what Roy has meant not only to that community and to that fan base, but to just the college hoops community in general. Like, you don't ever, you rarely hear anything. I don't think I've ever heard anything bad about Roy Williams, the human being. I've heard things about him not being the best coach and stuff like that, but that's aside from the fact, like, coaching is whatever. Coaching is something, as long as you're not disrespecting your players and you're not making them feel like less of a human being, then you're doing the right job as a coach. And I never heard anything like that from Roy Williams. I've only heard good things about him. And stuff like that is just, it's dope, man. To hear things like that, you know, to hear how his players talk about him, to hear how the fans talk about him, how he treats people, to hear how other coaches talk about him. He's a legend, man. He, you know, he's inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2007. He's just a name that college hoops fans should never, ever forget, man. Roy Williams is one of a kind, man. Like, he's a disciple of Dean Smith. He was an assistant coach under Dean Smith for a very long time. He was around as an assistant coach with Michael Jordan, was at UNC, and just everything that he's done is spectacular. I don't even want to speculate on who the next head coach is going to be, because they're going to have a few different options, and I'm pretty sure they're probably going to end up keeping it within the UNC family. But nonetheless, man, this is a day to celebrate the legend that is Roy Williams. I know he's going to enjoy playing golf. I used to always hear that he loves to play golf. But Roy Williams, man, one of a kind. He's from North Carolina. I believe he's from Asheville. Been doing it for a very long time at a high level. His teams are always been known for a whole bunch of different things, especially just recent years. The NBA players that he's produced, from Cam Johnson to Cole Anthony to Kobe White. You know, it's good, man. It's fun to watch. You know, I got to give him a lot of credit for the brand that North Carolina is today, because, yes, Dean Smith is always going to be, you know, number one. But Roy Williams needs to be right there next to him. Like, honestly, like, let's be honest here. The way that he's been doing it, the way that North Carolina has pretty much forever been relevant because of those two men that I just named, is something special. And even his impact at Kansas, I can't just let that, you know, get swept under the rug either. Like, he had a big and profound impact at Kansas as well, man. And just what he's done is phenomenal. 9 ACC regular season titles. That's just something that's unheralded. You know what I'm saying? Especially in a league where you also have Coach Krzyzewski at Duke. That's not an easy thing to do. And Jim Boeheim, who, of course, hasn't had that much success recently. But still, it's just like you were in a conference with a whole bunch of different great coaches and you sustained success. And now, you know, UNC is a prominent college basketball head coaching job. It's probably number one. You know, you can make the argument that it's somewhere between number one and number three. And again, I'm not going to speculate who I think is going to be the next head coach. I'll probably talk about that, you know, tomorrow or sometimes next week. But man, shout out to Roy Williams. Hell of a career. I hope he enjoys post-retirement. Hopefully, you know, North Carolina is able to get another head coach in there that's able to not necessarily be as great as Roy Williams or Dean Smith, but just be able to, you know, relate to the fan base, get the right recruits, and just start winning games again. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a tough day. It's a tough day for college hoops, but it's also a great day, because when you lose a coach like that, it sucks, but you got to appreciate Roy Williams for the brand that he made and came up under with Dean Smith, and then transforming UNC to being, you know, and maintaining that national program, that national, you know, successful program that it is, man. So credit to Roy Williams, man. It's been an honor to watch you coach. It's been an honor to watch you lead your teams to have impact on different players' lives. You know, just everything, man. I hope they build a statue for him one day at the university. You know, it'll be great for him. I think he deserves something like that, man. But yeah, man, just shout out to Roy Williams, man. It's been crazy. But sticking with coaching, because we've had a lot of different coaching moves, and today another coaching bomb dropped, and that is Chris Beard, who's been the coach at Texas Tech for a few years now, has now left that job and taken on the same exact job, except at the University of Texas at Austin for the Longhorns. This was honestly not a surprising move. I've been hearing a lot of different things about how Chris Beard is from the state of Texas. He's a Lone Star State kid, you know, through and through. And when you see a job like Texas becoming open, it's kind of like UNC getting open. It's a premier college hoops job. And I know, you know, Texas is more a football school than it is basketball, but they still have the right resources to produce a prominent basketball program. And I think, I'm not gonna lie, Longhorns fans, you guys might love to hear this, you might not love to hear this, but this hiring Chris Beard, to me, is probably the best head coaching job or the best head coach that Texas has ever chosen. Like, I'm not a big fan of Rick Barnes. Obviously, Shaka Smart didn't do a really good job. They've had a couple other head coaches, you know, here and there. But Chris Beard, man, he was getting ready to turn Texas Tech into a powerhouse. He got them, of course, and he led them to a Final Four in a national championship loss in 2019, where they ended up losing in the national championship game to Virginia. They were like 2 minutes away from getting a national championship and bringing it back to Lubbock in the Big 12. But for him to go from Texas Tech to Texas, let's just be honest. I know it's a lot of Texas Tech fans out there that are mad, that are angry, that are just envious of Chris Beard right now. But if that were you in that position, you would most likely take the Texas job just like Chris Beard did today. It's an upgrade. It's a much bigger platform. You know, I mean, obviously it's still in the Big 12 and it's going to be weird, you know, having to watch Texas take on Texas Tech next season and for, you know, the next seasons to come. But when you're like that, when Chris Beard was one of the hottest names in the coaching carousel this season, he was connected to the Indiana job, of course, because he's a Bob Knight disciple. But this is the right move. I really think, I know it sucks for Texas Tech because the likelihood of you guys finding another coach like that, I won't say it's slim to none, but it's going to be very hard to do so. But Chris Beard, man, he's one of the youngest and best head coaches that we have. He's only 48, and trust me, man, he's going to make Texas and turn them into a very special college basketball program. Because right now, like, I wouldn't say Texas is a bad program. I just think the only thing they're really known for is producing solid NBA players, from Kevin Durant, LaMarcus Aldridge, Avery Bradley, Tristan Thompson, you know, Corey Joseph. They produce some really good NBA players, but it's time for them to start winning at a high level, at the collegiate level. And I think Chris Beard is the perfect coach to do that. From his defenses, he's going to let them play free on offense. You're going to get all the recruits that you can want. Like, Texas is a big brand. They have the right resources. It's the biggest school in the state of Texas, arguably. I think it is. So, you know, it's pretty much a state school. So, you know, this is the right move, man. I'm happy for Chris Beard. He's an excellent head coach. You know, they had a tough loss in the round of 32, I believe, against Arkansas. And so, you know, his season kind of ended earlier than he wanted it to. But he's one of the best young and up-and-coming head coaches, man. Him, you know, Jay Wright, Porter Moser at Loyola Chicago. Like, those guys are still kind of young. Like, those are young head coaches. Chris Beard is only 48. Again, only 48, man. That means he still has a good, you know, 20 to 30 years to keep going and doing what he's doing at a very high level. And at Texas, he's going to thrive. I truly believe that. Again, he's from the state. He's going to have all the right connections. He's going to know all the kids to recruit. You know, he's going to get some out-of-state kids, but he's definitely going to recruit in-state kids at a high level. This is a home run hire for the Longhorns of Texas. This is the absolute right hire. When Shaka Smart left and took the Marquette job, it was good for Shaka Smart. You know why? Because he hadn't had success. He's been there for 7 years, didn't win a single NCAA tournament game. He was probably going to be on the hot seat going into next season, so he decided to leave and take the Marquette job. He's from the state of Wisconsin, so that's good for Shaka Smart. But, you know, Chris Beard, again, he's from the state, so he should know everything. He should know all the top players. He's going to get those players. I know Baylor has a really good, you know, staff and coaching staff in a high-level program now. You got Houston. You know, it's some good programs in the state of Texas. But honestly, I would not be surprised if in 5 to 10 years down the line that Chris Beard and the Texas Longhorns have the best program in the Lone Star State. This was absolutely the right move for both parties, man. I'm glad that it worked out this way. Chris Beard is a hell of a coach, man. But, man, basketball has been crazy, man. Lon Kruger retired last week. I'm going to talk about that news next week because it's actually crazy, because one of my best friends plays for Oklahoma and he committed there because of Lon Kruger. And now that Coach Kruger retired, it kind of left them in a hole. We're going to see what they end up doing with their next head coaching hire. But, you know, Coach Kruger's a Hall of Famer too. You know, so I'm going to give him his flowers too next week. We're going to talk about that. Really today, though, the thing I'm most excited about as a Miami Heat fan is Victor Oladipo making his debut today against the Golden State Warriors in Miami. I cannot wait to see what Oladipo does with my Heat. And yeah, man, just be 1% better. Every single day, just use and take it as an opportunity to elevate yourself, to try and get 1% better, man. And just keep pushing. But as always, this has been another episode of the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast, man. Shout out to Nuts and Bolts Sports. I'm a college basketball writer/blogger/journalist. featuring alongside a whole bunch of other really talented writers slash bloggers slash journalists. We are at Nuts and Bolts SP on both Twitter and Instagram. Please go follow us, go like our stuff, go retweet our stuff, go check out all our good sporting stuff. I promise you, Nuts and Bolts Sports has it all for you guys. I'm also featured on Nuts and Bolts Sports Podcast Network alongside a whole bunch of other really talented content creators and sports podcast hosts. So please go check us out for all your great sports podcasts. I promise you, Nuts and Bolts Sports has it all for you guys, man. But as always, I appreciate you guys. If you made this far, man, please like, comment, subscribe, rate, review, and share. And if you listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rate and review. That is how we share, grow, and expand the podcast. You guys be safe out there. You guys have a great and a blessed rest of your week. And as always, I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. Gone.